Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. 2016 has been a big year for legislation that directly impacts agriculture. Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation that will incrementally raise the minimum wage rate to $15 per hour. This year also began the implementation of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Norm Groot is the executive director of Monterey County Farm Bureau. He mentioned how much more complicated it's becoming for farmers in California.
And I think our agricultural community is quite overwhelmed with all the different issues and regulatory compliance constructs that they have to deal with at this point. And it's getting more and more costly to farm. It's getting more and more difficult for the small farmer to continue their viability and justify their existence.
Starting January 1st of next year, the minimum wage will be $10.50 an hour, and growers have already been preparing for the extra cost. For comparison, the federal minimum wage is only $7.25 per hour. Between minimum wage, the new rules for piece rate compensation enacted by Assembly Bill 1513, and the establishment of an 8-hour workday for farm workers provided by Assembly Bill 1066, the cost of labor alone will see dramatic increases over the next few years.
I think the challenges are becoming greater every year and adding significant costs for labor for either minimum wage or overtime or additional paid time off benefits.
The underlying cost of labor and new limitations on farm worker hours, combined with increasing environmental regulation, is making farming in California more and more burdensome. It also creates an atmosphere that discourages new farmers who want to start from scratch.
Yeah, that is a rather daunting concern, particularly for those graduating from college now. The opportunity to start from scratch is greatly diminished by the amount of regulatory compliance that's required.
As the process of farming continues to become more difficult, agricultural groups become even more important. Through the various different ag organizations, growers are able to stay informed on the issues and learn ways to effectively push back against increasing regulation.
We're trying. Outreach is an important part of all that we do as an agricultural organization, and we have several of them here in our county that are doing a very good job of reaching out to their members to making sure that everyone's informed and everyone at least has a chance to provide input. So it's a challenge.
This is California Ag Today.